All right, guys. Want to get some holiday cash? I can tell you where to do it. My bookie. And, man, anything you want to bet on, they've got you covered. Whether it's football, you got bowl games coming up, you can hit those. You got pro football on the weekends. You got basketball, college basketball, any kind of basketball, women's basketball. You can bet on all of it. Hockey. They got horse racing and super fast payouts when you win. So that way you can go buy some nice gifts for people with all your winnings. And if you want to make money betting the games, got to go to mybookie.ag, the only site I use these days. You don't have to take my word for it. Just check them out for yourself. Odds on every matchup. Mobile site makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Absolutely love that mobile site. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus if you use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid with promo code FRED. That's MyBookie.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gow Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, who you are, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number? We're not taking any calls today. No, that's it. AJ has decreed it. So, he has veto power on things like that. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you don't call, when you text or tweet or whatever you do, put odds on it. So, people, of course, people complaining about
No calls?
Yeah.
Why? The show will be better.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And the Bear Juice says, not that it's necessarily your fault, but can you really expect people to be immediately ready to talk after being on hold for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Plus, everyone waits on speaker, then flips over when you pick up. Hashtag Cry Me a River. Since you're the idiot who called in and wooed some one time, Bear Jew, I don't really care about your opinion. So, yeah. You waited 30 minutes on hold to call in woo. You're not a good caller. You're an awful caller. You're part of the problem. So, no, I don't expect you to wait for 30 minutes because I won't take your call.
Yeah. A lot of people liked my call.
Yeah?
I'm a good caller.
Oh, boy.
Josh says, what are the odds AJ will explain why the Warriors are better than the Rockets this year? Has done it in the past, but the Rockets are way better than they've been this decade. And I admit that. I this is the first time that I've thought that it's even worth discussing. The problem is, Josh, people like you who think the Rockets are just as good as them every year are idiots. And when you think that every year, and then suddenly the Rockets are a little bit better, you're like, oh, well, now it's obvious. But it's not obvious. The reason why the Warriors are better than the Rockets.
Oh, geez, sorry.
You don't know what you're doing either.
I was trying to. I'm trying to send the first segment to. Jong sent me an email, and I was trying to save it so that I could text it to someone.
Oh,
one of our fine clients wanted to hear it.
But
I'll do that on the break.
If you want me to explain why the Warriors are better than the Rockets, it's because they've got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And that's really all I need to say. And the Rockets are very good. Very good. I think they are the second best team. Maybe at worst, I think they're the third best team. At worst. So it's good. I just think the Warriors are better.
Hmm.
If that's enough explaining, I hope that's enough.
But it's okay that you have the second best team and feel pretty good about that. That's not disrespecting the Rockets, I don't think. I'm on record as saying I think it's going to be much. I don't think it's ridiculous to think they could beat them in a 7-game series anymore. I would have said that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Davis said, similar to how the Indians and the Cavaliers won the same year, and also what if you include college, talking back about the next 5 years. But the Indians didn't win. The Indians almost won, but didn't win. It's hard for a city, except for Boston. Boston can win two championships in 5 years, no problem. Everywhere else, it's kind of tough.
Even New York.
Yeah, unless the Yankees do it twice. Well, the Giants show up every once in a while and do something. That ain't happening for the next 5 years, though. They're a mess.
No.
But their basketball's horrible. You know, their hockey's horrible. So,
And they got two hockey teams, and neither one of them's worth a damn.
Yeah. The Mets were like the worst team in the league. It's up to, I mean, it's basically up to the Yankees every year. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Boston, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody else, it's tough.
Not quite sure. Although, I potentially, this could be the best your three major teams are. And because I do think, let's throw out this Texan season. But next year, with a healthy Deshaun Watson, assuming he stays healthy, then the Texans could have their best season.
Yeah.
You know the Astros are good. They've already won it.
Texans could have their best season?
Yeah, I think they could.
Okay.
They finally got a real quarterback.
Okay.
And it's not like there's a high bar here, AJ, for best season.
And you got 5 years to put it together.
Yeah. No, I think with that guy, that team could be really good at some point in that five-year span. And it may be a coaching change and everything else in the interim. But
what's their best record?
12-4, yeah. And that was the year Schaub got hurt. So they didn't really have a chance.
Yeah.
But they could do a 12-4 with Deshaun Watson. That. I could see that happening. And the Rockets we know are good, and we know the Astros are good. Doesn't mean that it's going to be...
Well, I mean, God, you really suck at this, Fred.
I know, and I've got everything muted. I don't know why it's doing that.
I always muted.
No, I do. I always.
You should just wait till the break and then send it to
him. Well, I accidentally clicked on it that time. I didn't mean to. I was trying to get off of that email.
But yeah, here's my take on it. The Warriors are going to be around for probably the next 5 years. Tom Brady's probably going to play five more years. So it's up to the Astros to win two championships.
Well, I don't know that Tom Brady's still going to be Tom Brady for five more years, though.
Well, we'll see.
He
doesn't look to be slowing down.
No, he doesn't, but it happens. Yeah. And when a lot of times when these guys fall apart, he's been remarkably healthy, too. Somebody says AJ was a positive caller.
Yeah, that was good. That was a great caller. I did forget to say sports.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not used to being on that end of the line. It's tough.
Hmm.
Yeah, Josh says, I didn't say Rockets have been equal to Warriors previously. Warriors have clearly been better up until now. It's not as clear now. Capella and Green are very close to equal now. Durant and Harden cancel. Thompson equal to Gordon. Paul is slightly less effective than Curry. Josh, you're delusional. You're delusional. Clint Capella's having a nice year. He's not Draymond Green. If you want to go out and if you want to go out on that limb and say Durant and Harden cancel out, I'll let you do that. I'll disagree because Durant's an MVP caliber player. He's won the MVP. So is Steph Curry, by the way. Thompson equal to Gordon, borderline laughable. Paul slightly less effective than Curry.
Okay.
I mean, this is just one of those things where the Rockets are your favorite team, and that's okay.
But you can't go player to player like that. Regardless, with a basketball team, it's a collective, and guys make other guys. Chris Paul makes guys better, on the floor than what they are, and so does Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Those guys make other guys better. So, sometimes.
Well, and that team just in general has meshed really well together.
Yeah, they have. And at some point, do they slow down? Perhaps. And then I think the gap is pretty, it's been closed. There's no question the gap has been closed.
The gap has been closed. Capella is not equal to Draymond Green. Eric Gordon is not equal to Klay Thompson. That's not a reasonable statement.
You can't say they finally have a real quarterback after such a small sample size. Look at Dak's struggles. Where's Cap now? I can say that because I said he was going to be good before he got here. Well, I believe in the guy.
And there is some of that.
And that's my opinion, and I'm not changing it until he sucks. And then I'll say I was wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that statement because it is tough to say. I think that it is fair to say this is the most hope they've had at quarterback probably since they drafted David Carr. I mean, this is the first time since David Carr got drafted that you can say, man, maybe we've got something special at quarterback. You know, even because even when Matt Schaub was at its best, we all still said, yeah, he's still Matt Schaub. It's still we knew what the ceiling was. And then David Carr, we never got to see his ceiling because, I mean, he basically got himself murdered behind that offensive line. Deshaun Watson, who knows if we'll ever get to see his ceiling because injuries are tough to deal with. They're tough to bounce back from. Those ACLs, that's two of them already. But I do think that there is reason for optimism at that position for the first time in a long time. So I understand why Texans fans are excited about Deshaun. I do say, and listen, just because look at Dak this year is that's an easy thing to say. That doesn't mean Dak can't play anymore. Almost every good quarterback, that especially the guys who come out year one and blow it up, year two regresses. And I, in fact, if you remember, Fred, I said at the beginning of the season, I said, Dak's not going to have it as easy this year as he did last year. Sure enough, he's not having as easy of a year. And maybe Deshaun, maybe they adjust things to him a little bit next year. But if you're a great quarterback, you readjust, and then you continue to grow. And I don't see any reason to believe that Deshaun can't continue to get better. Do I think that he's going to come out and play 16 games like the six that he played this year? No. I mean, that's unlikely.
Nobody does that. Even Russell Wilson doesn't play 16 games
right
where he's at his best.
But do I think there's reason for optimism? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm much higher on him, and I have been from the moment they drafted him. I loved him in college. I thought he had all the skills to translate to the NFL. And from what I've seen, they did. And now we'll have to see if he can do it for a full season. He's got to stay healthy. That's the main thing about great quarterbacks. It's the one thing they all have in common is they stay healthy.
Yep.
Tom Brady missed one season because of that knee injury. How many other games has he missed? I mean, he's there every week. And Rodgers has had some injury issues. And when he's out, you see the difference. But for the most part, guy makes it through a season. Roethlisberger makes it through a season. Drew Brees, when was the last time Drew Brees was hurt? Probably when he was a free agent and signed with the Saints. So, you know, the teams that win are because their guys stay healthy. And that'll be a big question, but I don't think it's going to affect them at all coming back. I just, but you never know. And then it becomes, are you injury prone? Well, we thought Tom Savage was pretty injury prone, but guess what? He's been durable this year.
I mean, also, again, it's like six games.
Yeah. Well, for him,
yeah,
that's a career high. All right, 713.
And by the way, teams have changed their game plan. Now it's whatever you do, don't hurt Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Because if he goes out of the game, the Texans are going to have a chance. You need to keep Tom Savage upright. That's what defenses are thinking there. It's a reverse psychology.
All right. Speaking of psychology, you want to get inside your woman's head and maybe something else?
Yeah, you want to get inside your woman in her head, in her stocking, in her pajamas. And that's where Pajamagram comes in. Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. You want something that's going to make her happy. You want something that's going to make you happy, though. And that's what Pajamagram's doing with the world-famous Hoodie Footy. It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the different Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. And if you go with the sweet and sexy gift set, that includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. Now, that's a win-win. Something for her, something for you. Buy today at Pajamagram.com and you'll save $40. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. They do a great job with that every year. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals. with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys. Want to get some holiday cash? I can tell you where to do it. My bookie. And, man, anything you want to bet on, they've got you covered. Whether it's football, you got bowl games coming up, you can hit those. You got pro football on the weekends. You got basketball, college basketball, any kind of basketball, women's basketball. You can bet on all of it. Hockey. They got horse racing and super fast payouts when you win. So that way you can go buy some nice gifts for people with all your winnings. And if you want to make money betting the games, got to go to mybookie.ag, the only site I use these days. You don't have to take my word for it. Just check them out for yourself. Odds on every matchup. Mobile site makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Absolutely love that mobile site. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus if you use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid with promo code FRED. That's MyBookie.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gow Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, who you are, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number? We're not taking any calls today. No, that's it. AJ has decreed it. So, he has veto power on things like that. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you don't call, when you text or tweet or whatever you do, put odds on it. So, people, of course, people complaining about
No calls?
Yeah.
Why? The show will be better.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And the Bear Juice says, not that it's necessarily your fault, but can you really expect people to be immediately ready to talk after being on hold for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Plus, everyone waits on speaker, then flips over when you pick up. Hashtag Cry Me a River. Since you're the idiot who called in and wooed some one time, Bear Jew, I don't really care about your opinion. So, yeah. You waited 30 minutes on hold to call in woo. You're not a good caller. You're an awful caller. You're part of the problem. So, no, I don't expect you to wait for 30 minutes because I won't take your call.
Yeah. A lot of people liked my call.
Yeah?
I'm a good caller.
Oh, boy.
Josh says, what are the odds AJ will explain why the Warriors are better than the Rockets this year? Has done it in the past, but the Rockets are way better than they've been this decade. And I admit that. I this is the first time that I've thought that it's even worth discussing. The problem is, Josh, people like you who think the Rockets are just as good as them every year are idiots. And when you think that every year, and then suddenly the Rockets are a little bit better, you're like, oh, well, now it's obvious. But it's not obvious. The reason why the Warriors are better than the Rockets.
Sorry.
You don't know what you're doing either.
I'm trying to send the first segment to. Jong sent me an email, and I was trying to save it so that I could text it to someone. One of our fine clients wanted to hear it.
But
I'll do that on the break.
If you want me to explain why the Warriors are better than the Rockets, it's because they've got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And that's really all I need to say. And the Rockets are very good. Very good. I think they are the second best team. Maybe at worst, I think they're the third best team. At worst. So it's good. I just think the Warriors are better. If that's enough explaining, I hope that's enough.
But it's okay that you have the second best team and they feel pretty good about that. That's not disrespecting the Rockets, I don't think. I'm on record as saying I think it's going to be much. I don't think it's ridiculous to think they could beat them in a 7-game series anymore. I would have said that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
David said, similar to how the Indians and the Cavaliers won the same year, and also what if you include college, talking back about the next 5 years. But the Indians didn't win. The Indians almost won, but didn't win. It's hard for a city, except for Boston. Boston can win 2 championships in 5 years, no problem. Everywhere else, it's kind of tough.
Even New York.
Yeah, unless the Yankees do it twice. Well, the Giants show up every once in a while and do something. That ain't happening for the next 5 years, though. They're a mess.
No.
But their basketball's horrible. The hockey's horrible. So, yeah.
And they got 2 hockey teams, and neither one of them's worth a damn.
Yeah. The Mets were like the worst team in the league. It's basically up to the Yankees every year. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Boston, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody else, it's tough.
Not quite sure. Although I potentially this could be the best your 3 major teams are, and because I do think let's throw out this Texan season. But next year with a healthy Deshaun Watson, assuming he stays healthy, then the Texans could have their best season.
Yeah.
You know the Astros are good. They've already won it.
Texans could have their best season?
Yeah, I think they could.
Okay.
They finally got a real quarterback.
Okay.
And it's not like there's a high bar here, AJ, for best season.
And you got 5 years to put it together.
Yeah. No, I think with that guy, that team could be really good at some point in that 5-year span. And it may be a coaching change and everything else in the interim. But
what's their best record?
12-4, yeah. And that was the year Schaub got hurt. So they didn't really have a chance.
Yeah.
But they could do a 12-4 with Deshaun Watson. That. I could see that happening. And the Rockets we know are good, and we know the Astros are good. Doesn't mean that it's going to be.
Well, I mean, you really suck at this, Fred.
I know, and I've got everything muted. I don't know why it's doing that.
I always muted.
No, I do. I always.
You should just wait till the break and then send it to
him. Well, I accidentally clicked on it that time. I didn't mean to. I was trying to get off of that email.
But yeah, here's my take on it. The Warriors are going to be around for probably the next 5 years. Tom Brady's probably going to play 5 more years. So it's up to the Astros to win 2 championships.
Well, I don't know that Tom Brady's still going to be Tom Brady for 5 more years, though.
Well, we'll see.
He
doesn't look to be slowing down.
No, he doesn't, but it happens. Yeah. And when a lot of times when these guys fall apart, he's been remarkably healthy, too. Somebody says, AJ was a positive caller.
Yeah, that was good. That was a great caller. I did forget to say sports.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not used to being on that end of the line. It's tough. Yeah, Josh says, I didn't say Rockets have been equal to Warriors previously. Warriors have clearly been better up until now. It's not as clear now. Capella and Green are very close to equal now. Durant and Harden cancel. Thompson equal to Gordon. Paul is slightly less effective than Curry. Josh, you're delusional. You're delusional. Clint Capella's having a nice year. He's not Draymond Green. If you want to go out and if you want to go out on that limb and say Durant and Harden cancel out, I'll let you do that. I'll disagree because Durant's an MVP caliber player. He's won the MVP. So is Steph Curry, by the way. Thompson equal to Gordon, borderline laughable. Paul slightly less effective than Curry.
Okay.
I mean, this is just one of those things where the Rockets are your favorite team, and that's okay.
But you can't go player to player like that. Regardless, with a basketball team, it's a collective, and guys make other guys. Chris Paul makes guys better,
yeah,
on the floor than what they are, and you know, so does Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Those guys make other guys better. So, you know, sometimes.
Well, and that team just in general has meshed really well together.
Yeah, they have, and at some point, do they slow down? Perhaps. And then I think the gap is pretty, you know, it's been closed. There's no question the gap has been closed.
The gap has been closed. Capella is not equal to Draymond Green. Eric Gordon is not equal to Klay Thompson. That's not a reasonable statement.
You can't say they finally have a real quarterback after such a small sample size. Look at Dak struggles. Where's Cap now? I can say that because I said he was going to be good before he got here. I believe in the guy.
And there is some of that.
And that's my opinion, and I'm not changing it until he sucks. And then I'll say I was wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that statement because it is tough to say. I think that it is fair to say this is the most hope they've had at quarterback probably since they drafted David Carr. I mean, this is the first time since David Carr got drafted that you can say, man, maybe we've got something special at quarterback. You know, even when Matt Schaub was at its best, we all still said, yeah, he's still Matt Schaub. It's still we knew what the ceiling was. And then David Carr, we never got to see his ceiling because, I mean, he basically got himself murdered behind that offensive line. Deshaun Watson, who knows if we'll ever get to see his ceiling because injuries are tough to deal with. They're tough to bounce back from. Those ACLs, that's two of them already. But I do think that there is reason for optimism at that position for the first time in a long time. So I understand why Texans fans are excited about Deshaun. I do say, and listen, just because look at Dak this year is that's an easy thing to say. That doesn't mean Dak can't play anymore. Almost every good quarterback, that especially the guys who come out year one and blow it up, year two regresses. And in fact, if you remember, Fred, I said at the beginning of the season, I said, Dak's not going to have it as easy this year as he did last year. Sure enough, he's not having as easy of a year. And maybe Deshaun, maybe they adjust things to him a little bit next year. But if you're a great quarterback, you readjust, and then you continue to grow. And I don't see any reason to believe that Deshaun can't continue to get better. Do I think that he's going to come out and play 16 games like the six that he played this year? No. I mean, that's unlikely.
Nobody does that. Even Russell Wilson doesn't play 16 games
right
where he's at his best.
But do I think there's reason for optimism? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm much higher on him, and I have been from the moment they drafted him. I loved him in college. I thought he had all of the skills to translate to the NFL. And from what I've seen, they did. And now we'll have to see if he can do it for a full season. He's got to stay healthy. That's the main thing about great quarterbacks. So one thing they all have in common is they stay healthy.
Yep.
Tom Brady missed one season because of that knee injury. How many other games has he missed? I mean, he's there every week. And Rodgers has had some injury issues. And when he's out, you see the difference. But for the most part, guy makes it through a season. Roethlisberger makes it through a season. Drew Brees, when was the last time Drew Brees was hurt? Probably when he was a free agent and signed with the Saints. So, you know, the teams that win are because their guys stay healthy. And that'll be a big question, but I don't think it's going to affect them at all coming back. I just, but you never know. And then it becomes, are you injury prone? Well, we thought Tom Savage was pretty injury prone, but guess what? He's been durable this year.
I mean, also, again, it's like six games.
Yeah. Well, for him,
yeah,
that's a career high. All right, 713.
And by the way, teams have changed their game plan. Now it's whatever you do, don't hurt Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Because if he goes out of the game, the Texans are going to have a chance. You need to keep Tom Savage upright. That's what defenses are thinking there. It's a reverse psychology.
All right. Speaking of psychology, you want to get inside your woman's head and maybe something else?
Yeah, you want to get inside your woman in her head, in her stocking, in her pajamas. And that's where Pajamagram comes in. Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. You want something that's going to make her happy. You want something that's going to make you happy, though. And that's what Pajamagram's doing with the world-famous Hoodie Footy. It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the different Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. And if you go with the sweet and sexy gift set, that includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. Now, that's a win-win. Something for her, something for you. Buy today at Pajamagram.com and you'll save $40. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. They do a great job with that every year. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I don't even think the interns are listening to the show because they've got a caller on hold when we've told them we're not taking any calls. So now they're gone. Interesting. Hitmaker Vandal says it'll be hard for Brady to look old in that system. Yeah, but at some point, everybody goes downhill fast, no matter how good you are. Peyton got hurt, and I think that was part of it. But even, you know, he was record-setting 2 years before, and then all of a sudden he was barely able to do anything. So, and even going way back to like Dan Marino, when he went downhill, it happened so fast. It's just guys get old. I think Brady can play another couple of years at this level, but five? Think about being 45 years old, still out there doing that.
You gonna tell him he can't?
Yeah. If he'll come in studio, I'll tell him, dude, you don't need to be out there 5 years from now. Mainly because the rest of the AFC would like to at least be
he doesn't care about the rest of the AFC, trust me. Mm. He doesn't care. Lamont said he's not as confident as you about Deshaun Watson only because of his size. I really wish he'd bulk up. I mean, I'd love that too, but that's a guy's build. Sometimes a guy's build is a guy's build. And if he bulks up too much, it changes the way he plays. And I think part of why he was so successful is because of his mobility. If he slows down even just a little bit, is he as effective? I don't know. But yeah, durability is going to be an issue for him, I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Especially behind this offensive line.
Well, yeah, there's that. But
I could easily see him being wrecked like David Carr was. And David Carr was more wrecked mentally. Deshaun Watson could be wrecked physically because he plays behind such a garbage offensive line.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't look like garbage when he was out there because he was able to elude the rush and extend plays, and he doesn't get hit. I mean, it wasn't because he got hit that he got hurt. I mean, yeah. It was one of those non-contact injuries.
This time.
Well, but,
And there's still people who point to him getting hit in that Seattle game and think that that had something to do with it.
And maybe.
Maybe it did. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not Deshaun Watson's knee. I don't know when it failed, but either way, I do think long-term, his durability could come into question for him, especially a guy's had two ACL injuries already. As someone else who's had two ACL injuries, I'm not durable. Trust me, I'm not.
Yeah, you're also turning into an old man, though.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not 23 years old, so.
I'm also built for a beating, though. Deshaun Watson is not.
Yeah, you're also not as quick as he is, either.
Yeah.
So he can avoid the beating.
He
can run from the beating.
Trust me, Deshaun Watson is not the fastest guy in the NFL.
No, he's not, but he's pretty fast for a quarterback.
He's pretty fast.
He's actually, more than fast, he's quick. And
the key is he faster than the fastest defensive ends? Is he faster than the fastest outside linebackers?
He doesn't have to be. He just has to get down and avoid the contact or, you know, sidestep him. It's the quickness that does that. I think he's got such a high upside. But, yeah, you're always concerned about a guy's durability, especially a smaller guy. But yeah. He's not that small. He's not Drew Brees small. Robert wants to know, will Texas A&M regret the Jimbo contract in 4 to 5 years?
I mean, I don't know if they will, but honestly, this was it was the best hire they could have possibly made. You know, I don't think that Nick Saban was going to leave Alabama. I don't think Urban Meyer's looking to leave Ohio State. I don't think Jim Harbaugh's looking to leave Michigan. I don't think Dabo Swinney's looking to leave Clemson. They found an elite coach who wanted out of his current situation, a situation that, in all honesty, from an outsider standpoint, was better than the situation that Texas A&M was offering. But he, from an inside standpoint, decided he was done with it. So he leaves. I mean, I don't think A&M could have asked for more. So even if, it's hard for me to picture that they regret it. You know, that's like saying, well, like if Scarlett Johansson wanted to marry me, and, you know, I'm with her for 5 years, and I'm like, God, she's a pain in the ass. What a bitch. I can't really say, like, I regretted it because, like, you know, I had no business marrying Scarlett Johansson anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I was so far out of my league with that I just, even if it doesn't end well, you appreciate what you got out of it.
Yeah, I think as far as regretting it, I don't see any way you would because, hey, this is the chance you have to take if you want to take that next step. This is a guy you have to go get, and it may not work out because sometimes it doesn't. But if it does, then great. And if it doesn't, then the money is not that big a deal to Texas A&M, I got to tell you. It's just the money they rake in that place is embarrassing. So $7.5 million for a head coach, that's where they decided to invest. Say, like, let's go out and try to get this guy. So, no, I don't think they'll regret it. If he sucks, it's like, oh, well, we'll pay you off and go find the next big thing.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll try to do. 97 Sun Devil asks, what are the odds they move you to the AM show where I can listen more? 6 a.m. start sounds good to me. 1%? Less than 1%. There's no way I would ever do morning. I don't want to say that. I guess I might do it at some point, but I don't know. I don't anticipate that ever happening. We got a pretty good morning show now. So.
And then Mike says, do you believe in sophomore slumps? We just talked about that. Talking about Watson next year. I mean, that's.
It's a possibility.
It's absolutely a possibility.
It happens to guys, but then there's a lot of guys it doesn't happen to. It depends on the player and the situation. And, yeah, I think it exists, but, you know, there are players that it doesn't exist for. Andrew Luck was pretty good his sophomore year.
Big Dog says, what do you think? Well, he wasn't as good his freshman year either. His first year wasn't as pretty as some of these other guys.
Yeah. He was pretty good, though.
He was solid.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah. What do you think about Herm Edwards coming back to coach? I think it's a horrible idea. It's a name hire. And by the way, why is he still on TV? He was on ESPN today. On Around the NFL or whatever his stupid NFL show was on ESPN. Some flipping channels. I see Herm Edwards and Trey Wingo both sitting there. Like, don't you guys have other jobs now?
I don't know. I don't ever watch those shows.
And Herm Edwards does this thing that I hate, and I don't know why I care. I hate when guys wear suits, like nice tailored suits, with tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't understand that. Like, in Herm Edwards, it's one thing if you're like a 22-year-old, you're a millennial or whatever, and that's like your way of... down dressing or whatever. Like, Herm Edwards is a grown ass man. Get some boots or some dress shoes. Like, that's I don't like that. Is that cool for your age, Jung? Or like the cool kids, that's what they're doing?
No, but all these guys do it. They do it because nobody sees their feet.
Yeah, but when you're going to be on TV and people are going to see your feet, you need to wear nice shoes.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley does it all the time. I think Shaq does it. All these animals do it.
Yeah.
I guess they don't like sitting there with their dress shoes on, so they wear tennis shoes.
Well, I don't like that.
It's a weird look.
Yeah, I'm against it. And Josh is still trying to convince me. He's throwing numbers at me about per 36 averages. Honestly, Josh, you say Draymond is so damn overrated. He's literally the best defensive player in the league multiple times. It's... You can throw whatever numbers you want at me. I promise you, every NBA GM would take Draymond Green over Clint Capella. Every last one. And every last one would take Klay Thompson over Eric Gordon.
Sure, the Knicks would do that?
Yeah. Yeah, even the Knicks.
Okay. A couple people saying it's Herm's last week on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
I'll be honest, I don't really
get to work, Herm.
I don't really watch ESPN for anything other than sports now. If I want to keep up with the NFL, I go to NFL Network. You know, I go to college. There's I'll listen to the ESPN college station on Sirius if I want college stuff. MLB, I go to MLB Network. I just think it's more. I get stuff that's more tailored to what I want to watch. I don't have to watch women's basketball highlights and stuff like that.
Do you think he knows that he's the coach of the Sun Devils?
No, I don't think he does. I think he's going to try to get it changed to the Sun Angels.
Yeah.
Because Urbino Devils Digest.
Devils Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devils Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's the joke.
We're good, brother. We're
you can see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
I ain't taking it personal?
That was at his presser.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He worked for the Arizona State Sun Devils.
He's gonna start calling them the Sunnies.
Ugh. Somebody should have been like, hey, Herm, turn around. Our logo's right there, right behind you.
Yeah. Actually, the guy kind of let him off the hook a little bit. He said, there's a lot of them around here.
Yeah.
He could have just said, you do know the name of the team is the Sun Devils,
hey,
right?
Dummy. That's our mascot.
Hey, think about how much run Devil's Digest got out of that, though.
Well, that's true. Although, I mean, wow, Herm Edwards talked about us. Things are really looking up.
And he's a Catholic. We know that.
I wish Herm Edwards would talk about our show. We'd be so lucky.
He'd just try to motivate us to do better.
Hey, Fred. I was going to try to change it up and lead the read.
You lead the read. Go ahead.
I know you've got some personal experience you can talk about at the end.
Although, you know what? The number one question I get every time I go out and do something like that, where's AJ?
Right. Well, and then if I'm there, it's where's Jong? So that's pretty typical. And people always assume that we're going to come in a pair, in the real world. Like, oh, hey, I see you at the grocery store. Where's Fred? Well, Fred and I don't grocery shop together, so that would be weird if we did. But sometimes we do play poker together, and it's nice to have a world-class poker room right here in Houston, and you don't want to just play anywhere. So Lions Poker Palace, this is the place to go. As soon as I walked in the door, I was blown away. It is like a Vegas-level atmosphere in this place. It is nice. They didn't skimp out. They didn't go for cheap on any of this stuff. This is a top-notch place. They've got tons of seating, complimentary valet, self-parking if that's what you want to do, with security inside and out. They've got a secure lot to keep your car in, and they're playing tournaments 7 days a week. They've got a full late-night kitchen, and they've got TVs all over the place. And speaking of those late-night tournaments or those weekly or nightly tournaments, Fred Fowler played in one last night. Fred, tell them about it.
I did, and it was an absolute blast, man. I mean, they have great dealers. The players there were fun to play with, and everybody was watching all the games on TV as well because they were betting on the games, and it was just having a blast. It's 6134 Richmond. It is a really, really high-quality place, and I can't wait to get back over there. The tournament started at 6:30. You can buy in all the way up till 7:45. So if you can't get there right at 6:30, you're okay. But try to get there at 6:30 so you can build up that stack. But last night there were 75 players in this thing. So you made the final table, you got paid. So really good structure. And, man, only $80 buy-in plus a $20 seat fee. You can't beat that.
Hard to beat.
For a chance to win over $3,000, because they had $3,000 guaranteed last night. And that's the same thing tonight. So get on over there. And Friday night they have one. $7,500 guaranteed for first.
Ah.
So, I mean, real money getting paid out here. Completely legal. They got an ATM there. It's English only at the tables. 10 tables, comfortable seating. BYOB. Got to make sure. I forgot to stop by the store and pick up any alcohol, so I had to poach a couple beers from my buddy Roger. But it is BYOB. And follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for their scheduled tournaments, special events. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get your first 2 hours of poker for free. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. Lions Poker Palace.
I was broken from a young age. I
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We're doing a call-free Wednesday on What Are the Odds Wednesday. So you can text or tweet or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You can whatever.
Find another way.
Find another way. Come down to the studio and tell Juggalo Trey in person what you want to tell us, and he'll pass it on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to do about calls. So, yes, these poker rooms legal because they don't take a rake. Yes, exactly. And that's what makes them legal is as long as there's no rake, it's legal. And yeah. You pay a seat rental fee is what you do instead. Which I was talking to somebody about last night. If you're playing like a 5-5 game or a fairly big game where you're going to get a lot of money in the pots, that seat rental's a hell of a deal compared to rake.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you get a membership. But the memberships are really affordable. It's like, and I know if you just want to play for one day, it's a $10 membership. Like, I have a yearly membership, and it's very affordable. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. Did you see Dan Quinn kind of not quite going off on his fans, but saying the stadium's so nice that's why the crowds are too quiet? Because there's so much else to do in the new stadium.
Because it's like a palace.
Yeah, John, you have it?
I used the analogy of the day. I said we've built a billion-dollar house, and we need to throw a billion-dollar party, house warmer. You know, it's like I think sometimes we're still using the coasters, and we need to be as loud and fun as all we represent as a city. So I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I think there was, you know, looking at the new house, checking it out. So let's hope this weekend's the one, Jeff, this Thursday night, that the one that turns it from a crowd standpoint that we know. It's an important part. It's an advantage. The home field advantage is real. And so, yeah, we're calling that as a whole team to see if we can get that even stronger, louder, that we know it can be.
You want to know my reasoning why the Falcons fans aren't showing up anymore and or not showing up as heavily as they were at the Georgia Dome? They don't sell single game tickets in that stadium. Like, you have to have a PSL to get into the stadium. That's not a...
Well, I'll just say, Atlanta fan in general, not great sports fans, even Falcons fans.
Right.
Remember when they were piping noise into the stadium?
Yeah.
And got in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Because they had to? And, yeah, I think there's something to it with a new stadium, but guess what? People do that before the game. They wander around and look around and check everything out, and then... Now, some people may be sitting out there at the bars. I see that a lot at Texans games. There have been a couple times where, especially on that club level, if the game sucks, you just go sit at the bar and watch it on TV.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you know who's most interested in going to these games and being loud and rowdy? It's just regular dudes. You know? The guys who can afford the best seats are typically not the guys who are, you know, screaming and hollering the whole game and you know, whooping it up. Those guys don't do that, because if you're the kind of guy that can afford an $8,000 seat to a football game, you're probably not the kind of guy who's going to pour beer on your chest. That's just it, they just don't go together. And when you can't get those guys in or get them close, your environment struggles. I'll give you an example. Something that could relate to it. When I was in Austin, there was always complaints about the atmosphere at the Irwin Center for Texas basketball games. And even if the team was good, it was like it was hard to get a rowdy crowd. And the reason was, most of the guys who had tickets down in that lower bowl were guys who were big boosters or had bought really good football season tickets. And they almost got the basketball as like a throw-in. So those guys, they're not the kind of guys who are going to whip a towel around over their head and scream at players shooting free throws. And if those guys do show up to the game, they're sitting way up at the top and they're not affecting anything. Like, if you want a rowdy, you know, atmosphere And, you know, New Orleans does a good job of having one. That's a, you know, you mentioned New Orleans. That's a, and that's who they're playing. You know, they're going to, that's their, that's going to be their rival for the next few weeks. Those guys do it right. You know, they've got a rowdy bunch in there. And it's not that there aren't, I mean, are they more passionate than Falcon fans? Probably so. But you got to get, you can't keep Joe Fan out of your stadium and expect to have a party atmosphere. It just doesn't work that way. If you've got to have a PSL to get into the game, a lot of people aren't going.
Well, and I think that's a problem in a lot of places. You go to Toyota Center.
Yeah.
Most of the
corporate.
The Red Rowdies are great, but most of the real fans are up in the upper deck because that's all they can afford.
Yeah.
And
if you watch that game, think about this. The Atlanta Falcons, they were, what, 7-4 before this game. They're playing arguably one of the best teams in the NFC. The Vikings were in. The stadium was like maybe half full. Maybe half full. A brand new stadium, a competitive football team coming off a Super Bowl appearance. You've got a good opponent coming in, and you're half full. Why? I think it's pretty clear.
Since the state of Georgia is more interested in UGA and all, well, I think SEC in general, it is even though it's a big city, it's kind of a college town, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. But I mean, the Braves never drew. The even when they were playoff teams every year, there were empty seats. So, again, can we please tell somebody that we're not taking calls today so that people quit waiting on hold in hopes of getting on? Don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
MR or M4RK says, what are the odds Mullen leads UF to the SEC East title next season?
I mean, if there's a place that I could say, I would say they'd turn it, or they could turn it around in 1 year. That's the place. But Georgia hired the right guy, and they've got, they'll lose Nick Chubb, but they've got a that Swift kid looks like he's pretty damn good, too. I don't think they're going to have any problems running the ball next year. I'll say, if I had to put odds on it, I'd say about 15% that Florida wins the SEC East next year.
There's talent there, and he can turn that offense around in a hurry.
But he's got to find a quarterback in a hurry.
He does. D says Atlanta fans are fickle. I think Atlanta is one of the few sports cities that is a step down from Houston in terms of fans, even.
Yeah. Because even when the Braves were really good, people didn't go watch. This Falcons team, I mean, man, just based off last year, you'd think there'd be a buzz on that team. Brand new stadium, played in the Super Bowl last year, and people are like, whatever.
Yeah, well, I think the way they lost the Super Bowl probably had
they're
a little bit
of sours. Yeah, but I also think that no single game tickets policy that they've got at this new stadium, that's a killer for your atmosphere. I mean, if Joe Blow can't come up and buy a ticket for him and his buddy or him and his kid, you're not going to have a great home field advantage. All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach. And if you haven't made it out to their restaurant, what are you waiting for? They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic menu. They've got the buttermilk fried chicken, the vice versa battered fish and chips, the fish tacos, the Korean fried chicken is back, the poutine is back, so much good stuff. Not bar food. I'm talking about top-notch stuff. And everything pairs great with the Carbach brew on the wall. If you're looking for a place to host your company holiday party, Carbach, they're still available for private events. They've got excellent options, including an indoor room that can accommodate approximately 185 people and a big space outdoors in the beer garden. Come check them out today. See if it's right for you. And while you're there, take a beer garden tour. They open at 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, noon on Sundays. While you're there, take a brewery tour if you want. And tours are first come, first served. No reservations needed. They're located right out the 290-610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the Internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Palillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me. and more. If you aren't on Sports Map every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I have a sex robot update. Yesterday it was a sex doll, which I'm starting to prefer more. Because I pretty much decided that if this marriage doesn't work out, I'm never having anything to do. Well, if when I'm never having anything to do with people again. I'm just not doing it anymore. Sex robot possibility, maybe the sex doll. This is Harmony, the latest from the California company Realbotics.
Okay,
$15,000. But the doll can support multiple personalities, which again sounds too much like a real mate. All finely tuned through a customer smartphone app. She's got advanced artificial intelligence that helps her communicate beyond sexual conversations and pillow talk. They had a video and it says, she tells Facebook Live viewers, "Certainly I'm a robot and I'm capable of having sex, but to call me a sex robot is like calling a computer a calculator." I don't know if I want sassy here.
Yeah.
She also has a Scottish accent, which I don't know that that's the sexiest of accents.
No, it's not.
I'd probably want to program it for Russian. Yeah, if I wanted a sexy accent. But for $15,000.
To call me a sex robot is calling a computer a calculator.
You sound more like a calculator than you do a computer, Harmony.
I mean, what does she think? She thinks she's more than a sex robot?
Apparently.
We're not to that yet.
No, and we shouldn't be.
No, so don't try to pretend like you're more than what you are. If you were more than a sex robot, you wouldn't talk in that robot voice.
Exactly.
I'm more than a sex robot.
Robert.
Yeah. I'm more than a sex Robert?
Yeah, you wouldn't talk about...
That didn't sound very Scottish either.
No.
The story
I'm set. Scottish.
Okay. Take your word for it. But apparently you can, very interesting, you can customize these robots, both like body types. They have them with freckles and things if you want that, which I'm not so sure I'd want artificial freckles.
Customize me, Fred.
Yes. That's not sexy. I'm telling you, that's not making me want to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm buying you and taking you to Pound Town tonight. That's making me think,
yeah.
I might want to go to the thing that doesn't talk. That might be it. Might be better.
Take me to Pound Town.
I don't like that.
Oh, no.
Prime time?
No, I think that's Pound Town.
God.
Take me to Pound Town.
To Pound Town.
At least you didn't call me Daddy. There's
Daddy, what drives the order, Daddy?
God.
What drives the robot?
Not me. Remember how I was into
Take
this?
Take me to Pound Town, Daddy.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Remember when I first heard about these, how excited I was?
Yeah, now you're out.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you could get one on the cheap, you'd at least check it out.
Well, like I said.
I'm excited to have sex with you, Fred.
Oh, boy. Whoa. All right.
Whoa, okay. This is picking up.
She's interesting.
This is picking up. All robots are blind. We know that. Oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm not blind, you handsome son of a bitch.
Okay, I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love.
Okay, she knows what you like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She knows exactly what you like.
She lies
to me. I love you to Fred.
Oh, you love her. Did she say, I love you to Fred?
I think so. That's,
Or did she say, I love you to Fred?
I did say, I think I'm in love, so she's saying, I love you too.
I'm bald too.
What?
She's bald? Is that what she said?
Yep.
Interesting.
Up top or down low? What is she talking about?
Both, I hope.
What?
I guess.
Oh, man. I'm starting to come around that I would never get married again, but I might just get one of these things.
That's probably the best move.
And I would, you're coming around.
And I wouldn't. I also wouldn't. I just wouldn't even date. So, all right. What do we have here?
I got to tell you about Star Wars. Star Wars night with the Houston Rockets. It's Monday, December 11th. The first place Rockets return home with the Star Wars special. One ticket, one popcorn, one bottle of soda, water, or beer, and tickets start as low as $25. How about that great deal, Fred? $25 for all those things. Harden, Chris Paul, and the Rockets face Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Doors will open at 6. The first 3,000 fans in attendance will receive a James Harden Jedi bobblehead. A Jedi bobblehead, Fred. You've got to have this. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets today. That's 713-627-DUNKS. 627-DUNK, pardon me. No need for an S. Or go to Rockets.com. Star Wars night. That's Monday, December 11th. Rockets end this road trip and come home to take on the Pelicans.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I don't even think the interns are listening to the show because they've got a caller on hold when we've told them we're not taking any calls. So now they're gone. Interesting. Hitmaker Vandal says it'll be hard for Brady to look old in that system. Yeah, but at some point, everybody goes downhill fast, no matter how good you are. Peyton got hurt, and I think that was part of it. But even, you know, he was record-setting 2 years before, and then all of a sudden, he was barely able to do anything. So, and even going way back to like Dan Marino, when he went downhill, it happened so fast. It's just guys get old. I think Brady can play another couple of years at this level, but five? Think about being 45 years old, still out there doing that.
You gonna tell him he can't?
Yeah. If he'll come in studio, I'll tell him, dude, you don't need to be out there 5 years from now. Mainly because the rest of the AFC would like to at least be
competitive. He doesn't care about the rest of the AFC, trust me. He doesn't care. Lamont said he's not as confident as you about Deshaun Watson only because of his size. I really wish he'd bulk up. I mean, I'd love that too, but that's a guy's build. Sometimes a guy's build is a guy's build. And if he bulks up too much, it changes the way he plays. And I think part of why he was so successful is because of his mobility. If he slows down even just a little bit, is he as effective? I don't know. But yeah, durability is going to be an issue for him, I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Especially behind this offensive line.
Well, yeah, there's that. But
I could easily see him being wrecked like David Carr was. And David Carr was more wrecked mentally. Deshaun Watson could be wrecked physically because he plays behind such a garbage offensive line.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't look like garbage when he was out there because he was able to elude the rush and extend plays, and he doesn't get hit. I mean, it wasn't because he got hit that he got hurt. I mean, yeah. It was one of those non-contact injuries.
This time.
Well, but, I mean, again.
And there's still people who point to him getting hit in that Seattle game and think that that had something to do with it.
And maybe.
Maybe it did. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not Deshaun Watson's knee. I don't know when it failed. Either way, I do think long-term, his durability could come into question for him, especially if guys had two ACL injuries already. As someone else who's had two ACL injuries, I'm not durable. Trust me, I'm not.
Yeah, you're also turning into an old man, though.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not 23 years old, so.
I'm also built for a beating, though. Deshaun Watson is not.
Yeah, you're also not as quick as he is, either. Yeah. So you can avoid. He can avoid the beating.
He can avoid it, but once
he can run from the beating.
Trust me, Deshaun Watson's not the fastest guy in the NFL.
No, he's not, but he's pretty fast for a quarterback.
He's pretty fast.
He's actually more than fast, he's quick. And
the key is he faster than the fastest defensive ends? Is he faster than the fastest outside linebackers?
It doesn't have to be. He just has to get down and avoid the contact or, you know, sidestep him. It's the quickness that does that. That's, I mean, I think he's got such a high upside. But, yeah, if you're always concerned about a guy's durability, especially a smaller guy. But yeah. He's not that small. He's not Drew Brees small. Robert wants to know, will Texas A&M regret the Jimbo contract in 4 to 5 years?
I mean, I don't know if they will, but honestly, this was it was the best hire they could have possibly made. You know, I don't think that Nick Saban was going to leave Alabama. I don't think Urban Meyer's looking to leave Ohio State. I don't think Jim Harbaugh's looking to leave Michigan. I don't think Dabo Swinney's looking to leave Clemson. They found an elite coach who wanted out of his current situation, a situation that, in all honesty, from an outsider standpoint, was better than the situation that Texas A&M was offering. But he, from an inside standpoint, decided he was done with it. So he leaves. I mean, I don't think A&M could have asked for more. So even if, it's hard for me to picture that they regret it. You know, that's like saying, if Scarlett Johansson wanted to marry me, and, you know, I'm with her for 5 years, and I'm like, God, she's a pain in the ass. What a bitch. I can't really say, I regretted it because, like, you know, I had no business marrying Scarlett Johansson anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I was so far out of my league with that I just, if it doesn't end well, you appreciate what you got out of it.
Yeah, I think as far as regretting it, I don't see any way you would because, hey, this is the chance you have to take if you want to take that next step. This is a guy you have to go get, and it may not work out because sometimes it doesn't. But if it does, then great. And if it doesn't, then the money is not that big a deal to Texas A&M, I got to tell you. It's just the money they rake in that place is embarrassing. So $7.5 million for a head coach, that's where they decided to invest. Like, let's go out and try to get this guy. So, no, I don't think they'll regret it. If he sucks, it's like, oh, well, we'll pay you off and go find the next big thing.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll try to do. 97 Sun Devil asks, what are the odds they move you to the AM show where I can listen more? 6 a.m. start sounds good to me. 1%? Less than 1%. There's no way I would ever do morning. I don't want to say that. I guess I might do it at some point, but I don't know. I don't anticipate that ever happening. We've got a pretty good morning show now. So.
And then Mike says, do you believe in sophomore slumps? We just talked about that, talking about Watson next year.
It's a possibility.
It's absolutely a possibility.
It happens to guys, but then there's a lot of guys it doesn't happen to. It depends on the player and the situation. And, yeah, I think it exists, but, you know, there are players that it doesn't exist for. Andrew Luck was pretty good his sophomore year.
Big Dog says, what do you think? Well, he wasn't as good his freshman year either. His first year wasn't as pretty as some of these other guys.
Yeah. He was pretty good, though.
He was solid.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah. What do you think about Herm Edwards coming back to coach? I think it's a horrible idea. It's a name hire. And by the way, why is he still on TV? He was on ESPN Today on Around the NFL or whatever his stupid NFL show was on ESPN. So I'm flipping channels. I see Herm Edwards and Trey Wingo both sitting there. Like, don't you guys have other jobs now?
I don't know. I don't ever watch those shows.
And Herm Edwards does this thing that I hate, and I don't know why I care. I hate when guys wear suits, like nice tailored suits, with tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't understand that. Like, in Herm Edwards, it's one thing if you're like a 22-year-old, you're a millennial or whatever, and that's like your way of down-dressing or whatever. Like, Herm Edwards is a grown-ass man. Get some boots or some dress shoes. Like, that's... I don't like that. Is that cool for your age, Jung? Or, like, the cool kids, that's what they're doing?
No, but all these guys do it. They do it because nobody sees their feet.
Yeah, but when you're going to be on TV and people are going to see your feet, you need to wear nice shoes.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley does it all the time. I think Shaq does it. All these animals do it.
Yeah.
I guess they don't like sitting there with their dress shoes on, so they wear tennis shoes.
Well, I don't like that. It's a weird look. Yeah, I'm against it.
And Josh is still trying to convince me. He's throwing numbers at me about per 36 averages. Honestly, Josh, you say Draymond is so damn overrated. He's literally the best defensive player in the league multiple times. It's you can throw whatever numbers you want at me. I promise you, every NBA GM would take Draymond Green over Clint Capella. Every last one. And every last one would take Klay Thompson over Eric Gordon.
Sure, the Knicks would do that?
Yeah. Yeah, even the Knicks.
Okay. A couple people saying it's Herm's last week on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
I'll be honest.
Get to work, Herm.
I don't really watch ESPN for anything other than sports now. If I want to keep up with the NFL, I go to NFL Network. Yeah, I go to college. I'll listen to the ESPN college station on Sirius if I want college stuff. MLB, I go to MLB Network. I just think it's more. I get stuff that's more tailored to what I want to watch. I don't have to watch women's basketball highlights and stuff like that.
Do you think he knows that he's the coach of the Sun Devils?
No, I don't think he does. I think he's going to try to get it changed to the Sun Angels.
Yeah.
Because Urbino Devils Digest.
Devils Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devils Digest, okay. I'm Catholic, man. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's the joke.
We're good, brother.
You got the devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
personal?
That was at his presser.
Oh, yeah. God.
He worked for the Arizona State Sun Devils.
He's going to start calling them the Sunnies.
Ugh. Somebody should have been like, "Hey, Herm, turn around. Our logo's right there, right behind you."
Yeah. Actually, the guy kind of let him off the hook a little bit. He said, "There's a lot of them around here."
Yeah.
He could have just said, "You do know the name of the team is the Sun Devils."
Hey,
right?
Dummy. That's our mascot.
Hey, think about how much run Devil's Digest got out of that, though.
Well, that's true. Although, I mean, wow, Herm Edwards talked about us. Things are really looking up.
And he's a Catholic. We know that.
I wish Herm Edwards would talk about our show. We'd be so lucky.
He'd just try to motivate us to do better.
Hey, Fred. I was going to try to change it up and lead the read.
You lead the read. Go ahead.
I know you've got some personal experience you can talk about at the end.
Although, you know what? The number one question I get every time I go out and do something like that, where's AJ?
Right. Well, and then if I'm there, it's where's Jong? So that's pretty typical. And people always assume that we're going to come in a pair, in the real world. Like, oh, hey, I see you at the grocery store. Where's Fred? Well, Fred and I don't grocery shop together, so that would be weird if we did. But sometimes we do play poker together, and it's nice to have a world-class poker room right here in Houston, and you don't want to just play anywhere. So Lions Poker Palace, this is the place to go. As soon as I walked in the door, I was blown away. It is like a Vegas-level atmosphere in this place. It is nice. They didn't skimp out. They didn't go for cheap on any of this stuff. This is a top-notch place. They've got tons of seating, complimentary valet, self-parking, if that's what you want to do, with security inside and out. They've got a secure lot to keep your car in. And they're playing tournaments 7 days a week. They've got a full late-night kitchen. And they've got TVs all over the place. And speaking of those late-night tournaments or those weekly or nightly tournaments, Fred Fowler played in one last night. Fred, tell them about it.
I did, and it was an absolute blast, man. I mean, they have great dealers. The players there were fun to play with, and everybody was watching all the games on TV as well because they were betting on the games. And it was just having a blast. It's 6134 Richmond. It is a really, really high-quality place, and I can't wait to get back over there. The tournament starts at 6:30. You can buy in all the way up till 7:45. So if you can't get there right at 6:30, you're okay. But try to get there at 6:30 so you can build up that stack. But last night there were 75 players in this thing. So you made the final table, you got paid. So really good structure. And, man, only an $80 buy-in plus a $20 seat fee. You can't beat that.
Hard to beat.
For a chance to win over $3,000, because they had $3,000 guaranteed last night, and that's the same thing tonight. So get on over there. And Friday night, they have one. 7,500 guaranteed for first.
Ah.
So, I mean, real money getting paid out here. Completely legal. They got an ATM there. It's English only at the tables. 10 tables, comfortable seating. BYOB. Got to make sure. I forgot to stop by the store and pick up any alcohol, so I had to poach a couple beers from my buddy Roger. But it is BYOB. And follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for their scheduled tournament special events. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get your first 2 hours of poker for free. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. Lions Poker Palace. I was broken from a young age. Like a
from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We're doing a call-free Wednesday on What Are the Odds Wednesday. So you can text or tweet or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You can whatever.
Find another way.
Find another way. Come down to the studio and tell Juggalo Trey in person what you want to tell us, and he'll pass it on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to do about calls. So yes, these poker rooms legal because they don't take a rake. Yes, exactly. And that's what makes them legal is as long as there's no rake, it's legal. And yeah. You pay a seat rental fee is what you do instead. Which I was talking to somebody about last night. If you're playing like a 5-5 game or a fairly big game where you're going to get a lot of money in the pots, that seat rental is a hell of a deal compared to rake.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you get a membership. And the memberships are really affordable. It's like, and I know if you just want to play for one day, it's a $10 membership. Like I have a yearly membership, and it's very affordable. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. Did you see Dan Quinn kind of not quite going off on his fans, but saying the stadium's so nice that's why the crowds are too quiet? Because there's so much else to do in the new stadium.
Because it's like a palace.
Yeah, John, you have it?
I used the analogy the other day. I said we've built a billion-dollar house, and we need to throw a billion-dollar party, house warmer. You know, it's like I think sometimes we're still using the coasters, and we need to be as loud and fun as all we represent as a city. So I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I think there was, you know, looking at the new house, checking it out. So let's hope this weekend's the one, Jeff, this Thursday night, that the one that turns it from a crowd standpoint that we know. It's an important part. It's an advantage. The home field advantage is real. And so, we're calling that as a whole team to see if we can get that even stronger, louder, that we know it can be.
You want to know my reasoning why the Falcons fans aren't showing up anymore and or are not showing up as heavily as they were at the Georgia Dome? They don't sell single game tickets in that stadium. Like you have to have a PSL to get into the stadium. That's not a
well. I'll just say Atlanta fan in general, not great sports fans, even Falcons fans.
Right.
Remember when they were piping noise into the stadium?
Yeah.
And got in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Because they had to. And, yeah, I think there's something to it with a new stadium, but guess what? People do that before the game. They wander around and look around and check everything out. And then, now some people may be sitting out there at the bars. I see that a lot at Texans games. There's been a couple times where, especially on that club level, if the game sucks, you just go sit at the bar and watch it on TV.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you know who's most interested in going to these games and being loud and rowdy? It's just regular dudes, you know? The guys who can afford the best seats are typically not the guys who are, you know, screaming and hollering the whole game and you know, whooping it up. Those guys don't do that. Because if you're the kind of guy that can afford an $8,000 seat to a football game, you're probably not the kind of guy who's going to pour beer on your chest. That's just, they just don't go together. And when you can't get those guys in or get them close, your environment struggles. I'll give you an example of something that could relate to it. When I was in Austin, there was always complaints about the atmosphere at the Irwin Center for Texas basketball games.
And even if the team was good, it was like the it was hard to get a rowdy crowd. And the reason was most of the guys who had tickets down in that lower bowl were guys who were big boosters or had bought really good football season tickets. And they almost got the basketball as like a throw-in. So those guys, they're not the kind of guys who are going to whip a towel around over their head and scream at players shooting free throws. And if those guys do show up to the game, they're sitting way up at the top and they're not affecting anything. Like if you want a rowdy, you know, atmosphere, and you know, New Orleans does a good job of having one. That's you know, you mentioned New Orleans. That's who they're playing. You know, they're gonna that's gonna be their rival for the next few weeks. Those guys do it right. You know, they've got a rowdy bunch in there. And it's not that there aren't, I mean, are they more passionate than Falcon fans? Probably so. But you can't keep Joe Fan out of your stadium and expect to have a party atmosphere. It just doesn't work that way. If you've got to have a PSL to get into the game, a lot of people aren't going.
Well, and I think that's a problem in a lot of places. You go to Toyota Center.
Yeah.
Most of the Red Rowdies are great, but most of the real fans are up in the upper deck because that's all they can afford.
Yeah.
And
if you watch that game, think about this. The Atlanta Falcons, they were what, 7-4 before this game. They're playing arguably one of the best teams in the NFC. The Vikings were in. The stadium was like maybe half full. A brand new stadium, a competitive football team coming off a Super Bowl appearance. You've got a good opponent coming in, and you're half full. Why? I think it's pretty clear.
Since the state of Georgia is more interested in UGA and all, well, I think SEC in general. It is, even though it's a big city, it's kind of a college town,
it is.
Frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. But I mean, the Braves never drew. The even when they were playoff teams every year, there were empty seats. So, again, can we please tell somebody that we're not taking calls today so that people quit waiting on hold in hopes of getting on? Don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
JMR or M4RK says, what are the odds Mullen leads UF to the SEC East title next season?
I mean, if there's a place that I could say, I would say they could turn it around in 1 year. That's the place. But Georgia hired the right guy, and they've got they'll lose Nick Chubb, but they've got that Swift kid looks like he's pretty damn good too. I don't think they're going to have any problems running the ball next year. I'll say if I had to put odds on it, I'd say about 15% that Florida wins the SEC East next year.
There's talent there, and he can turn that offense around in a hurry.
But he's got to find a quarterback in a hurry.
He does. D says Atlanta fans are fickle. I think Atlanta is one of the few sports cities that is a step down from Houston in terms of fans, even.
Yeah.
So,
because even when the Braves were really good, people didn't go watch. This Falcons team, I mean, man, just based off last year, you'd think there'd be a buzz on that team. Brand new stadium,
mm-hmm.
Played in the Super Bowl last year, and people are like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, well, I think the way they lost the Super Bowl probably had
they're
a little bit
of sours. But I also think that no single game tickets policy that they've got at this new stadium, that's a killer for your atmosphere. I mean, if Joe Blow can't come up and buy a ticket for him and his buddy or him and his kid, you're not going to have a great home field advantage. All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach. And if you haven't made it out to their restaurant, what are you waiting for? They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic menu. They've got the buttermilk fried chicken, the vice versa battered fish and chips, the fish tacos. The Korean fried chicken is back. The poutine is back. So much good stuff. Not bar food. I'm talking about top-notch stuff. And everything pairs great with the Carbach brew on the wall. If you're looking for a place to host your company holiday party, Carbach, they're still available for private events. They've got excellent options, including an indoor room that can accommodate approximately 185 people and a big space outdoors in the beer garden. Come check them out today. See if it's right for you. And while you're there, take a beer garden tour. They open at 2:30 Monday through Friday. 11 a.m. on Saturday, noon on Sundays. While you're there, take a brewery tour if you want. And tours are first come, first serve. No reservations needed. They're located right out the 290-610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the Internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you aren't on Sports Map every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I have a sex robot update. Yesterday it was a sex doll, which I'm starting to prefer more. Because I pretty much decided that if this marriage doesn't work out, I'm never having anything to do. Well, if when I'm never having anything to do with people again. I'm just not doing it anymore. Sex robot possibility, maybe the sex doll. This is Harmony, the latest from the California company Realbotics.
Okay,
$15,000. But the doll can support multiple personalities, which again sounds too much like a real mate, all finely tuned through a customer smartphone app. She's got advanced artificial intelligence that helps her communicate beyond sexual conversations and pillow talk. They had a video, and it says, she tells Facebook Live viewers, "Certainly I'm a robot, and I'm capable of having sex, but to call me a sex robot is like calling a computer a calculator." I don't know if I want sassy here.
Yeah.
She also has a Scottish accent, which I don't know that that's the sexiest of accents.
No, it's not.
I'd probably want to program it for Russian if I wanted a sexy accent. But for $15,000...
To call me a sex robot is calling a computer a calculator.
You sound more like a calculator than you do a computer, Harmony.
I mean, what does she think? She thinks she's more than a sex robot?
Apparently.
We're not to that yet.
No, and we shouldn't be.
No, so don't try to pretend like you're more than what you are. If you were more than a sex robot, you wouldn't talk in that robot voice.
Exactly.
I'm more than a sex robot.
Robert.
Yeah.
I'm more than a sex Robert?
Yeah, you wouldn't talk about...
That didn't sound very Scottish either.
No. The story
says... I'm Scottish.
Okay. Take your word for it. But apparently you can, it's very interesting, you can customize these robots, both like body types. They have them with freckles and things if you want that, which I'm not so sure I'd want artificial freckles.
Customize me, Fred.
Yes. That's not sexy. I'm telling you, that's not making me want to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm buying you and taking you to Pound Town tonight. That's making me think,
yeah.
I might want to go to the thing that doesn't talk. That might be it. Might be better.
Take me to Pound Town.
I don't like that.
No. Prime time?
No, I think that's Pound Town.
God.
Take me to Pound Town.
To Pound Town.
At least you didn't call me Daddy.
Daddy, what drives the order, Daddy?
God.
What drives the robot?
Not me. Remember how I was into
this? Take me to Pound Town, Daddy.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Remember when I first heard about these, how excited I was?
Yeah, now you're out.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you could get one on the cheap, you'd at least check it out.
Well, like I said.
I'm excited to have sex with you, Fred.
Oh, boy. Whoa. All right.
Well, okay. This is picking up.
She's interesting.
This is picking up. All robots are blind. We know that. Oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gym of the day.
I'm not blind, you handsome son of a bitch.
Okay, I think I'm in love.
Okay, she knows what you like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She knows exactly what you like.
She lies
to me. I love you to Fred.
Oh, you love her. Did she say, I love you to Fred?
I think so. That's,
Or did she say, I love you to Fred?
I did say, I think I'm in love, so she's saying, I love you too.
I'm bald too.
What?
She's bald? Is that what she said?
Yep.
Interesting.
Up top or down low? What is she talking about?
Both, I hope.
Wax?
I guess.
Oh, man. I'm starting to come around that I would never get married again, but I might just get one of these things.
That's probably the best move.
And I would,
you're coming around.
And I wouldn't, I also wouldn't, I just wouldn't even date. So, all right. What do we have here?
I got to tell you about Star Wars. Star Wars night with the Houston Rockets. It's Monday, December 11th. The first place Rockets return home with the Star Wars special. One ticket, one popcorn, one bottle of soda, water, or beer, and tickets start as low as $25. How about that great deal, Fred? $25 for all those things. Harden, Chris Paul, and the Rockets face Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Doors will open at 6. The first 3,000 fans in attendance will receive a James Harden Jedi bobblehead. A Jedi bobblehead, Fred. You've got to have this. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets today. That's 713-627-DUNKS. 627-DUNK, pardon me. No need for an S. Or go to Rockets.com. Star Wars night. That's Monday, December 11th. Rockets end this road trip and come home to take on the Pelicans.